China is strengthening federal controls over its territory of Macau. The area, like Hong Kong, is officially called a special administrative region. For many years, Macau has operated with wide self-rule powers as part of China's one state, two systems policy. But recently, China established a cooperation policy between Macau and the mainland city of Guangzhou. It also placed restrictions on businesses called casinos and manipulated a local parliamentary election. The new partnership with Guangzhou includes changes in tax laws and other policies. The aim is to move Macau's economy away from the gambling industry and toward fields such as finance, high technology, traditional Chinese medicine, and others. Ben Li is a casino advisor in Macau. He told VOA by email that China never wanted gambling to become the biggest part of Macau's economy. He said China also never wanted Macau to be economically dependent on the mainland. The new casino measures are designed to limit the number of gambling operations and involve government supervisors in casino operations. American companies operate 6 casino businesses in Macau. Li said that fact has fueled China's increased control on the gambling industry. Li noted that Macau's gaming industry earned $45 billion in 2013 and $37 billion in 2019. This represents money that flowed out of the Chinese economy into and from Macau, Li wrote, adding that much of that money went to the United States. In July, 21 people seeking election to parliament were barred from the competition. All were members of opposition parties. The parties sought legal action against the government decision, but their appeal was denied in court. The parliamentary election was held in September. 42% of the voting population took part, the lowest level since China took control of Macau in 1999. The head of elections in Macau reportedly blamed COVID-19 and bad weather for the drop in voter numbers. The European Union criticized the interference in Macau's election as a violation of rights guaranteed by Macau law. The Macau government answered by condemning the EU statement as an example of outside interference. I'm Jonathan Evans.